The Iraqi National Symphony Orchestra will visit the United States in December to play a concert with Washington, D.C.'s National Symphony Orchestra. Among the pieces they'll perform is this symphonic poem number 2, written and conducted by Abdullah Jamal Sagirman. Michael Kaiser, president of the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, heard the Iraqi NSO rehearse when he was there as a cultural ambassador for the State Department last week. He was impressed enough to organize December's performance.
It is really remarkable to come from a zone with lots of guns and barbed wire into a room and watch an orchestra rehearse.
What is their story? Are they full-time players?
They're not full-time players. They have day jobs. Engineers,
what?
Teachers, all kinds of normal jobs. They're also very dedicated musicians. And through it all, they've been playing music.
Did they have any casualties?
They did not have casualties. Some of their homes weren't doing so well, but they are intact, and they are rehearsing 3 times a week. And they are performing both Western music and Iraqi music. And the Iraqi music is both traditional music, but also contemporary Iraqi music. One piece that they'll bring here that they'll perform with the NSO will include 6 Kurdish instrumentalists playing on traditional Kurdish instruments, but it's contemporary music.
Well, what is the state of the arts in a country that's having difficulty getting water and electricity running?
Artists are pretty resilient, and what was interesting going there was I had read so much about the museum being looted and the old artifacts being taken. But what you didn't really realize was that there was really a contemporary art scene in music and theater and dance, and they are, of course, having to deal with a new kind of society, and that means they have to find new methods of support. For instance, in theater, it used to be that a group of people would get together, create a project, go to the government for funding, and if the government approved of that project, they would be funded, and the government controlled which plays were done. Now, in a free society, what one wants to see are organizations form that can choose their own art, their own material.
It's the cradle of civilization, of course.
Absolutely.
If they don't have the oldest culture, it's at least up there.
And one of the wonderfully moving things for me was going to the museum and seeing a stone frieze from about 2,000 years ago with 4 musicians on it. Music has been in Iraq since we know of time.
What would be the prospect for a thriving art scene in Baghdad?
I think it can happen, but it has to happen slowly, because the new government will not have the funds to produce art in huge amounts, which means we have to work together to find new sources of revenue. There'll be many foreign corporations doing business in Iraq. Many of them will have an interest in supporting arts and other kinds of not-for-profit ventures.
Yes, where is the corporate contribution from Halliburton and Bechtel?
Absolutely, but if you don't have an institution, then you can't raise money. Individual people can't go to Halliburton and say, give me money. You have to learn how to do that fundraising.
Why is this important?
This is important for a couple of reasons. Firstly, the people of Baghdad have suffered tremendously, not just in the last year, but over the last decades. And arts truly are a way of healing. Also, I think we need to understand the Iraqi people. We only think of them as a political entity, or perhaps even as a religious entity, but we don't know much about them. And art teaches us. And if we really have true international arts exchange, we learn. And a good example of that is South Africa. We truly learned about the impact of apartheid on South African people through the plays of Athol Fugard, for instance. Those works toured the world and taught us so much. And we need to learn about each other through true international arts exchange.
Michael Kaiser is president of the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts here in Washington, D.C.